What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports. CBS Sports Radio. I'm so excited. Why am I excited? I'm ready to get the NBA Finals the hell over with. Sorry. The Denver Nuggets, they're ahead of the Miami Heat. They beat them in Miami tonight, 108-95. Denver now leads the series 3-2-1. 36 times in the NBA Finals, a team has gone up 3-1. And only one time a team has come back from 3-1. It's the Cleveland Cavaliers from 2016 against the Warriors. Thank you, Draymond. I don't think that's going to happen this go-round. Aaron Gordon played out of his mind tonight. 27 points. Nikola Jokic, who cares about him? He had a garbage game. What a bum this guy is. Only 23 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, and 2 blocks for Jokic. He didn't have a triple-double. What a bum he is. Jamal Murray, 15 points and 12 assists. Bruce Brown had 21 points off of the bench, including 11 points in the fourth quarter. Oh, yeah, this is another stat line for Jokic that I missed, another category. He had 5 fouls. In the fourth quarter, Nikola Jokic had to take a seat. Jimmy Butler had 25. Bam Adebayo had 20. Even Kevin Love contributed 12. Kyle Lowry had 13 off the bench in one big spurt. Duncan Robinson had 12. And there were a couple of guys missing in action. Gabe Vincent only had 2 points. And Max Strus had as many points as you, me, your next door neighbor, super producer and host Dave Shepard. Max Strus had 0 points. Nothing. And Miami loses 108-95. They're one game away from the season ending. They're one game away from everybody's season ending. They are one loss away from handing over to the Nuggets their first NBA championship. Or should I say, the Nuggets are one victory away from picking up and earning their first title. Aaron Gordon played like a man possessed. He looked like Chris Webber out there. Nikola Jokic sprained his ankle earlier on in the game. At one point, he had to go to the locker room to get his ankle taped up. And then he came back out and continued the ball. And then for a minute there, in the fourth quarter, when Jokic had to sit with his 5th personal foul, it looked like Miami was able to chop the lead down to 8, and the Nuggets still hit every shot. And it just sucked the air out of the entire building. And the Nuggets go back to Denver Monday night with a chance to win their first NBA title. Eric Spoelstra, head coach of the Miami Heat, he just spoke to the media. And they asked, hey, you got the Nuggets here with Jokic on the bench. Why couldn't y'all take advantage of this man in foul trouble? Listen.
We had opportunities offensively to score, and some strange things happened on some of these possessions, or just misses in the paint, or some timely miscues that led to turnovers, and then, you know, they scored. It's not as if they're scoring 130 on us. It's just the context of when they would score or a breakdown that just kind of kept things at bay. Every time we felt like we got it to six or eight, you know, they were able to push it to 12. And, you know, that was certainly a frustrating part of the game, you know, and Brown was a big part of that. You know, some of his random drives and plays in the middle of the paint, you know, when you're expecting it to be, you know, Murray or somebody else.
Yeah, it was demoralizing. That's what it was. He couldn't say that. I mean, he's the head coach of the team. You don't want to sound like you're getting punked out there. It was demoralizing. There was a point, and the fans and the crowd and the arena, it looked like it started to get some life. You started to feel like, oh, my God, we, the Miami Heat, Jokic is on the bench. We're starting to cut down the lead. Duncan Robinson just hit a big three. Oh, man, if we hit one or two more threes, we are right back in this game, and we can tie this series up at 2-2. Never happened. You just heard Eric Spoelstra describe it. Every time we got close, it wasn't Jamal Murray who was killing us tonight. It was Bruce Brown. He had 11 points in the fourth quarter. He finished with 21 total. Even the Denver Nuggets head coach, Mike Malone, he looked at Bruce Brown tonight and said, oh, yeah, he was able to take advantage of everybody not paying attention to him. Don't take my word for it. Listen to Nuggets coach Mike Malone tell you about Bruce Brown and his performance tonight.
Bruce Brown in the fourth quarter was amazing. You know, he had, I think, 21 points. 11 of those were in the fourth quarter. They were giving Jamal so much attention that let's get Jamal off the ball, let Bruce make some plays. He was aggressive, got to the basket, made shots, and tonight was an impressive performance.
Impressive to say the least. I just want them to get this over with. I want the Denver Nuggets to close this game out so everybody can just go home. Hey, Denver, win the game on Monday. Let's have the parade on Wednesday. And let's call it a wrap, okay? No need to drag this one out because the Miami Heat don't got it. They don't got enough dudes. They don't have enough talent. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Thank you to everybody listening on the free Odyssey app, on your local affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158, and people tuned in on a smart speaker. Let's go to DJ. He's calling from right here in Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, DJ?
Oh, I got to piggyback your last thought with regards to the roster in Miami. I'm not going to take anything away from them. In fact, it's kind of refreshing for an 8 seed as a collective team, if you will, to get to this point. However, I think what we're seeing is, yeah, Boston may have been a better matchup, you know, maybe just from talent alone, but, hey, you know, they did beat Boston. But let's look at Denver's roster and what they've done in terms of the draft. They didn't bring in a big three or a big two, right? They drafted Murray, Porter, sometime maybe he's coming along. Gordon, what, pick, was it pick, fourth pick?
Yeah, they and got course, it from Orlando.
Right, and they brought him in from Orlando, right. And, of course, we know the story of Jokic. So, you know, what we might be seeing here, and it's a changing of the guard, like you said, with regard to just talent. I mean, Miami's great collectively. Butler's not that dude, or at least at this point. He needs to help. Boston may have been a better matchup, but I think – Denver might be here to stay. I don't want to be Johnny come lately. But that roster is built and young.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the only thing that might be missing is just a little bit of depth. But when you look at the team that they put out there on the floor in the rotation, it's tight, and they got options. Thank you, DJ, for calling from Atlanta. And this is not – anything that I've said is not to deride or bring down the Heat. I've said this, but, you know, when you speak sometimes, folks only want to hear one part of what you say. I have done nothing but give credit to the Miami Heat for what they've done and how they've gotten to this point, and they deserve nothing but credit for it. But it appears that they are finally turning into a pumpkin, that it is hit midnight and the shoe doesn't fit and the carriage is a pumpkin and now you're screwed. They're done. They're cooked. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, Mr. Positive, that is unbelievable, Cinderella, and how you use that to close this series out. Yes, it's a formality. And that gentleman stole my thunder about what do you think Denver needs to do, if anything, to maybe keep this championship form. I just got to tell you real quick, here in Michigan, we have Taylor Swift phenomenon's frenzy going on right now. Unbelievable.
Wait, she's at Ford Field?
Yes, sir. Very good. Yes, sir. Yes.
Well, no, Taylor Swift only does stadiums, okay? She ain't doing arenas. It's too big.
Oh, yes. It's a phenomenon that I haven't seen in a long time.
Why are you not at the Taylor Swift concert? You're not a Swiftie?
I appreciate her talent.
Okay.
It's just she talks about her 18 boyfriends, and the charisma for me, it's not there. You know, I'm a huge Elvis fan. I like Jackson, the Beatles, Sinatra, the Motown sound.
You said Taylor Swift had how many boyfriends?
About 18.
Not at the same time, right? No.
JR, I don't know. That's a possibility.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I don't know what she does.
Right, right. But, yeah.
Sidetrack.
Yeah, so, I mean, just real quick, does it Denver need to do anything? Do you think they can win again and
yes.
win next year?
Yes, because they're pretty much going to return the same roster. And I think, if anything, they'll be able to add some improvements. It's really the depth of the team. And I think going into next season, one thing that you do not want to see is these dudes run into the ground. And so I think as long as they can kind of temper things, and this is the other part, you never know. Guys get hurt. People get injured.
Right.
We've seen this already with Jamal Murray with the torn ACL. And so it's very difficult year over year after year to see what people can do.
JR,
there's no guarantees.
Can I ask you real quick?
Yes.
LeBron,
what
do you think's going to happen to him?
We talk about LeBron. Escape LeBron.
Well, I'm worried if he's going to retire, if he's going to go to Dallas, or do you think they'll stay in L.A.?
No, I don't see him going to Dallas, and then I also don't see him quitting. I see LeBron coming back to play a bunch of games, going to the playoffs, and trying to win another championship. That's what
Very good, my friend. Have a great weekend.
You as well, Greg. Thank you for calling from Michigan. Taylor Swift is in Detroit tonight. I know downtown is jumping, okay? I only know one Taylor Swift song, the one Shake It Off. I don't know nothing else about Taylor Swift. Shep, you know any other song besides Shake It Off?
That's a good one. What is it like? You'll be a this is what Elma Banks, right? She came back with that in like 2009?
I don't know what you just have. I don't know. Answer's no. We only know Shake It Off. I don't know nothing else.
Well, let's be real about Taylor Swift for a second.
Uh-oh.
She is a great songwriter.
Yeah.
She is obviously an individual that has had her trouble with the opposite sex in terms of romance, but vocally, she's
sucks.
Over. She's over. I didn't say that.
Okay,
that would be disrespectful.
What
but she's not Adele. She's not Whitney. She's not Mariah. And I don't mean Mariah now. I mean Mariah in the '90s. Vocally, she's not even one of the top 100 artists in the world.
Oh, I don't know. Well, hold on, Shep. I gotta be honest here.
Yeah.
like 3 months ago, you didn't even know who Bad Bunny was.
Well, Bad Bunny is more of a pop culture phenomenon more so than an artist, if we're just being real about that.
What? What? No, he's not. Bad Bunny makes amazing music, man.
JR, if you pull half the people in... Now, maybe it's an Atlanta thing. No disrespect to Atlanta.
Atlanta? He's Puerto Rican.
Half the people, and I guarantee you, Earth? Next time I'm on the subway, like Ryan Hickey's in the studio right now. If I asked you, if he's in the studio next door, obviously, like preparing for the next show.
Right.
I guarantee you, if I ask him in the break, who, I'm sorry, Bad Bunny, you said?
You don't think Ryan?
No.
You don't, you got to go get him.
Okay.
When we go to break, go get him. He knows who Bad Bunny is. He knows Bad Bunny. He knows him. He does.
I don't think, JR, I don't think so. I think you are so entrenched in the music scene as well. You grew up on that. So that's why you know most people that the average consumer wouldn't. I don't think most people know
Bunny
who Bad Bunny is.
He has sold more records and streamed more things than any artist over the past year on earth.
Wouldn't know him if it fell out of the sky right in front of me. I think a lot of people would echo that.
Yeah, sure. Yes, there are a lot of people who have no idea who Bad Bunny is. Correct.
Right.
But Bad Bunny is the most successful artist here over the past year.
More than Drake.
Bad Bunny did a show at Yankee Stadium. He's doing stadiums, bruh.
If I'm an artist, I'm not calling myself Bad Bunny. Like, let's just be real about that. Like, it's just not it's not a very charming name you want to give yourself if you take yourself seriously as an artist. Bad Bunny?
He's a very charming guy. He comes across. And I think he's dating one of them Kardashian-Jenner things right
now. Oh, well, that makes him the ultimate catch. If he's dating a Kardashian, who am I to challenge anyone dating a Kardashian?
No, I'm saying that's how popular he is.
Well.
Listen, Bad Bunny is the truth, man. He makes amazing. I like his music. Bad Bunny is the truth.
It's not fair for me to knock something I've never heard. I just think that you're giving him a little too much credit. I think you're giving Taylor Swift too much credit as well. Like, she's a great.
I just told you I only know one song.
Okay.
I don't know. But
I'm telling you vocally. I mean, she's not Celine Dion. She's not Ariana Grande.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Right. I wouldn't even say she's Shania Twain, for God's sakes.
Oh, my point was, I don't know, but I don't know if I can trust you when it comes to an evaluation of Taylor Swift when you didn't even know Bad Bunny, man.
In fairness, and you know how much I love your audience, and they are very insightful, perceptive human beings, very shrewd at sports and other areas of life, I guarantee you half of them would not know Bad Bunny if he was in a two-person lineup.
I'm sure. Yeah,
okay.
I'm sure.
Okay, that's my only point. Obviously you were really hitting hard on Messi and his push to the U.S. Everyone knows who Messi is. Everyone knows who that guy is. You don't have to be a sports fan. You don't have to be a football fan.
Oh no, I'm not selling. Yeah, but I think my point is, I'll say it again. For you to have it, I don't know if I can trust your opinion. Not talking about the audience here.
Right.
Your opinion on Taylor Swift when you don't know Bad Bunny. Now, having said that, I wouldn't expect a majority of the audience listening right now to know. There's a great deal of the audience who does know Bad Bunny, but Bad Bunny makes songs for young people, okay? Your ass ain't old, bruh.
Well,
you're not old.
If we're being fair, the Jonas Brothers also make music for young people. I know who they are.
But that's teeny bopper stuff. Bad Bunny makes music for, I would say, people between the ages of 0 and probably 40, 45.
Interesting.
Yeah, Bad Bunny is 0 to 45. Yeah, people go out, they play. I bet you they played Bad Bunny before the Miami Heat got their ass whooped tonight.
Well, 0 to 45 is really fine-combed his audience, huh?
I think 45 is young.
That's a huge range, by the way.
I don't think so.
45 years?
No, young people. Young people who want to go out and have fun and dance and go to brunch and sit and have a drink and yes.
If he's that sensational, let me just ask you this question. You got, you think you have more music than you do, but you have a lot of good music in your folder. Why is Bad Bunny not consisting of any of JR's music?
Oh, because I want to play it more so for hip hop.
Okay, gotcha.
We could put Bad Bunny in there, but Bad Bunny, so here's something else.
Right.
Why? See, here's a radio secret. You don't want to play current active music and hits as beds. That's a no-no. You don't do that. You know why? You know? No? No?
Well, because it's radio tends to be a more sophisticated audience.
No. No, 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 no. You don't want to play music that people are accustomed to hearing at any point in time where they go, oh, well, now I want to hear Bad Bunny. That's a no-no. That's why you want to push the nostalgia button. For the same reason that a caller called the other night and he said, oh, man, I love the incoming beds. And that's good because he's heard it a million times for the past 20 years and he's not having a tendency to go, oh, man, I'm going to switch the station and listen to the Locks, because you're not going to hear the Locks anyplace else right now. You know, so no, Bad Bunny is jumping. Hey, take my word for it. Most successful artist here on Earth over the past year. Earth is a big ass place. It is. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, the Nuggets beat the Heat tonight so bad that we're talking about Bad Bunny. Because the NBA Finals, in the words of my main man from Queens, New York, Kenny the Jet Smith, it's over. It's over, ladies and gentlemen. The Denver Nuggets are going to win their championship. It's just a matter of when. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take your calls on the other side of the break. And then we're going to hear from Jamal Murray. We're also going to hear from Bam Adebayo. One is a winner and one is a loser. We'll hear from both sides. It's called Balance here on CBS Sports Radio.
It's over! It's over, ladies and gentlemen!
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller. Had to pull over to the side of the road just to make sure I didn't miss my opportunity. Want you to know that I appreciate your candor.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
And I appreciate you. I also appreciate the G's and the hustlers. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Denver Nuggets now lead the NBA Finals 3-1 tonight. They beat Miami in Miami 108-95. They have a chance to win it all on their home court in Denver on Monday night. Let's go to Colorado right now and talk to Mark. Mark, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Hey, bud, I called you Wednesday night and called the Nuggets in five. Hey, I just want to run by some stats by you. Jamal, first player ever in NBA history in the finals to go four games straight with 10-plus assists. That's incredible. Yeah. Nuggets are setting records left and right. Jokic is the first player ever in postseason history to accumulate 500 points, 250 rebounds, and 150 assists and counting. They're going strong, dude. They're going to win it in Denver and go all the way, bud.
This is more important. Are you going to the parade?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We're definitely going to go to the parade. I'm going to take my grandson sitting right next to me. He just turned 10 on Wednesday night.
Oh.
Nuggets won game three. And so we're getting pumped up in Grand Junction, Colorado on the western slope, dude. So 250 miles away, we'll be in Denver.
That's beautiful, man. So is there still school going on? But who cares, right?
No, dude, school's out, and the boys are focused. In fact, my grandson's going to be on the All-Star team here on the Western Slope in baseball. He's a pitcher and a first baseman.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, Mark, you're hitting on all cylinders. Well, enjoy the weekend, okay? Have fun.
Hey, you too, JR. Thanks a lot. Great show. Keep it up, brother. We'll talk to you Monday night.
Yeah, call me on Monday after they win. I hope so. Thank
right
you.
On, brother. Yeah, they got to play it, but they're going to win it. So you take care.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, they do. Listen, I'm done being tempered. Get Miami the hell up on out of here. Save everybody some time. Hey, let's hear from somebody who plays for the Nuggets. Jamal Murray. He said, listen, I am not surprised at how we've been performing. This is what Jamal Murray said.
Haven't gotten to a game seven. You haven't trailed in a series. Has there been, knowing first of all that you have to get one more, has there been any kind of reflection on just how good you guys have been during this run on both ends of the floor?
We believed and we knew how good we were for a few years now, so we're just focused, dialed in, and ready to do this thing.
Jamal, can you describe what the mentality it takes when you guys are able to thrive in the fourth quarter when Joker gets into foul trouble and goes to the bench, and why that didn't faze you?
We're just ready to win a championship. We have the tools to do it. It's been on our minds for a while, so we're just locked in. I don't think you got to overthink it. We're just dialed in, ready to win.
Now listen to the Canadian humbleness. Does that exist, Canadian humbleness? Yeah, listen to the Canadian humbleness from Jamal Murray. Speaking of Canada, 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Toronto and talk to Zach. Zach, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Thanks for having me. This isn't going to be as humble, but Shep, I'm sorry. You definitely need to look at Bad Bunny. If you don't know him, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Oh, no.
He's a winner in WrestleMania. In WrestleMania 37, Damian Priest and him took down The Miz. What more do you need? He's got 74 million listeners on Spotify each month.
Okay.
The top five got over 120 million listeners.
Yeah.
Or listen, sorry. I'm sorry.
Zach,
you need a senior's card.
Zach, I'd apologize. I'm 36 years old, and I guess I should be in around a TV watching Men in Tights. Thank you.
Oh,
I'm
30. God.
I'm 30. If you don't watch it now, then you didn't watch WCW and WWE when they were in their heyday either.
I also played, Nintendo 64. And I played the Duck Game on, basic Nintendo, and I grew out of that at some point. You play Little League Baseball, you grow out of things when you get to adulthood, and I think most people do that when it comes to wrestling.
No, you don't. It grows you old. I've been playing N64 tonight, having a couple beers, but.
Zach is on to something. Zach is living the life, okay? Zach is playing Nintendo. He has beers. He's watching the NBA Finals. He's listening to me.
Yeah. Nuggets in five. Nuggets in five. It's over. Stick a turkey in Miami. Game over. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you very much, and you guys have a wonderful night.
Well, thank you, Zach. He was the meanest Canadian ever, and I loved it. I loved it. Yeah, I don't know. I got no problem with WWE. I like some of the WWE guys. We have them on the show here from time to time. But I don't know if that would be the first thing that I associate with Bad Bunny. But he was the highest grossing touring artist of 2022, $374 million last year. Shep, did you find Hickey?
I did, and Hickey's going to play it off like he's heard of. Hickey has too many jobs. He's running around doing too many things to know who Bad Bunny is, okay?
Is he in the studio? Where is he? Somewhere else?
He is in the studio, yes.
Hey, Hickey, how are you, man?
JR, what's going on?
I'm excellent, brother, and people can't wait to hear you. You're going to be on the air in, 90 minutes from now?
You know it.
I love it, man. I love it. So you know Bad Bunny, right?
Yes, I am aware of Bad Bunny and his music.
You know his music?
Yes. Now, I can't tell you any of the words or the names, just because, I'll be honest, Spanish is I've tried to learn. My brain cannot compute, and I'm terrible remembering song names, but well aware of Bad Bunny. He is. I don't know what Shep's doing. He's looking, by the way, great tonight. Very sharp, dressed. So he has time to dress himself. I don't know why he doesn't have time to listen to Bad Bunny.
Come on, Hickey. You don't have to embarrass me like that.
No, I'm saying you look good, Shep.
Thank you.
Come on.
Okay, you're not clowning on me? You mean
no,
that?
No, I'm being serious.
Jared, let me tell you something.
You got time.
Yes.
Hickey's the guy. Because obviously you're not around here. And Emmanuel, no disrespect, but you're not here. You're doing too many jobs, including the Yankees broadcast. In terms of like the full-time guys who work in New York on CBS, Hickey was deemed the best-looking guy according to the DA show.
Beautiful.
For
Amazing.
Him to say that about me, that made my night.
Oh, that's good.
So I appreciate that. But with that being said,
what?
Notice how Hickey was able to cover his tracks and say, I'm familiar with Bad Bunny. I know of his existence, but I can't tell you anything specific about him.
Yeah,
that's
but
why
he
is
who
he
knows
is. He's a spin master. He's I can sit here and lie and say I know who he is too. I'm being candid and forthright with you. I don't know who he is. I couldn't tell you anything about him because I don't think he's really reached the pop. Or I should say, excuse me, the real masses. I don't think he's reached to a point where he goes beyond his field. Like Messi, going back to that for a second, everybody knows who Lionel Messi is because what he did in the World Cup, it transcends the sport of football. It transcends Argentina.
Well, it's the biggest, it's the most popular sport on planet Earth.
That too.
And he is the most popular player on Earth. But when it comes to pop music and pop culture right now over the past year, Bad Bunny is tops, I would say, on probably planet Earth. And the streaming numbers and stats back it up. I'm sure there's a Korean pop group that I've never heard of that sits there. A couple of years ago, was it One Direction? I mean, it's Bad Bunny's time right now.
Where's the crossover, though? Because if you are an artist, so often you're seen in some kind of sketch, in a comedy show. You're seen in some kind of dramatic form.
He doesn't need it. He is literally everywhere. I'm not saying that he is Michael Jackson of this time. I'm not calling him, fill in the blank. He is the most popular pop artist on Earth. That's just what it is. Is he going to be here 3 years from now? I don't think he's going anywhere. Is he going to still be sitting on the top of the throne? But as our last caller just said, Bad Bunny's doing everything. Bad Bunny is making music. Bad Bunny is doing collaborations. Bad Bunny is doing every talk show and night show all over the world. Bad Bunny is wrestling in the WWE. Bad Bunny is in commercials. He's on TV. He's sitting courtside at Laker games with the Kardashian-Jenner woman, whatever she is. He's doing and saying political things. Bad Bunny is everywhere.
That's fair.
Hold on. Wait. 855-212-4CBS. Emmanuel Barbari's here because I don't want to keep Emmanuel here. He actually does great work. Emmanuel, by the way, I think I've told you this privately. Maybe not. You do great work stuff, man. You do good.
Oh, I appreciate that, JR. It means a lot coming from you.
I think I have told you that. Haven't I told you that?
You have. I think we worked together once. I was producing your WFAN show, and you said that, and I appreciate it just as much then.
Yeah, everybody here does great stuff.
We got a good crew here tonight.
Yeah, Hickey does great. Shep does great. Hey, look, I'm here with y'all, but I'm very proud of all of y'all. Y'all are doing amazing things, and everybody has done more over the past few years, and it's a beautiful thing to see. And so you guys take this and send it to whoever needs to hear it. Y'all are absolutely amazing. Y'all need more money, and there are beautiful, amazing things in front of you. And if I need to yell at anybody, by all means, just tell me, and I will do it.
Wow. Thank you, JR. Gotta clip that.
That's for all three of y'all, because quite frankly, I don't care what any. Anyway, hey, listen. Emmanuel, you know Bad Bunny, right?
I was just telling Hickey, I haven't heard of Bad Bunny.
Thank you. I appreciate your honesty. It's good to have one guy in there who's telling the truth. Thank you.
Wow.
Emmanuel, man. Didn't you go to school? You went to Fordham, right?
I did go to Fordham.
You never heard Bad Bunny? You heard it, didn't know what it was.
Yeah, like I told Hickey, I feel like I've heard somebody say Bad Bunny before, but I've never looked into it enough to know what it is.
No, trust me. How many years were you at Fordham?
Four.
4 years. Did you ever step out onto like Fordham Road?
I did.
Yeah, you heard Bad Bunny.
Probably.
Just didn't know what it was.
I just didn't know what it was, right.
Yeah, just guys speaking in Spanish and rapping. And singing. It's okay. I still like you.
Thank you.
And I like Shep too, so it's okay.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What's happening, JR? I love your show, man. I listen to you every night when I'm getting off work. You take me to the palace every night, buddy.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Denver Nuggets, they're going back to their palace and trying to go back and win a championship on Monday night. Ball Arena, they're going to try to win their first title. They beat Miami tonight 108-95. Phone lines are open. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Now that the Miami Heat are down 3-1, Bam Adebayo was asked, how the hell do you come back? And this was his answer.
How challenging is it to kind of not look at the overall task in front of you and take it one game at a time in this situation?
That's how you do it. You take it one game at a time. You know, we've seen a team come back from 3-0 firsthand. So, you know, we just have to believe in one game at a time.
Okay. Not against the Nuggets, though. Let me know when that one happens. Jimmy Butler, he was asked about how their brains have to work, how they have to approach things moving forward. Listen to this.
Same thing it's always been. It's a game at a time. Now we're in a must-win situation every single game, which we're capable of. Some correctable things that we got to do, but it's not impossible. So we got to go out there and do it. We got three to get. We're going to continually fight starting tomorrow to get better, and then we're going to go on a Monday and do what we said we were going to do this entire time and win. We have to. We have no other choice. Otherwise, we did all this for no reason. So the guys know, we know, we got something to do.
Yeah, man. Well, it's about to be for no reason, man. Is that what you're going to say at the end of the year when y'all eliminated? You did all of this for no reason? The Heat had an amazing end to their year, by the way. I'm not going to say did it for no reason. You tried. Isn't that what you try your best? 855-212-4CBS. Rodney's here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Good morning, JR.
Good morning. Yes, go ahead.
It's Nugget time, just like I told you the other day, man. I'm just glad to see that, you know, after this long period of time, they're finally going to get a ring. But I'm more happy for the guys whose shoulders they're standing on, guys like Alex English, Fats Lever, Michael Adams, Bobby Jones, Dan Itzel, Swin Nate, all those guys that played, you know, that never won. I'm just happy to see their franchise accomplish something. And I can't leave out the boys from Baltimore, Reggie Williams and Carmelo Anthony. So I like to see how many of them are actually going to show up on Monday night. Yeah. I wish all of them show up.
Well, we had Alex on the show last week. I know he was sitting front row a couple games ago. I'll tell you one guy who won't be there, Carmelo Anthony, Rodney.
Well, he's had a bad time with those folks?
I think the folks aren't necessarily happy with him.
Well, he still helped them get to where they are, but, you know, bad blood is bad blood.
Yeah.
So thank you. Thanks for taking my call. Have a great night.
Sure. You as well, Rodney. Thank you so much. I don't know what else he's going to say. What else could he have said? I don't know. 855-212-4CBS. Nick is here from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Nick?
Hi, JR. I listen to your show, and I really love it, and out here in Canada. But I was going to say I was hoping that Boston would have beat Miami in Game 7, only because it would have given more entertaining, maybe kind of, figured that they would win. Denver would take them out easily.
Yeah, well, if anything, we know that Boston would have been out there just jacking up shots, and it would have been more entertaining, to say the least. I'd agree with that. What else you got?
The Leafs here in Toronto. We haven't won a cup since 1967, and here we are at the verge of Vegas almost winning the cup in 6 years. And twice going to the Stanley Cup final. We haven't been there since 1967.
Yeah.
We've been cursed over here.
Well, obviously you like basketball, right?
Yeah, I love basketball.
But Toronto in 2019, did it do it for you?
Oh, yeah, that was great. I went downtown and we kind of took my sister and her kids.
Oh, good.
A lot of people there. We were hoping that maybe Kawhi would hang around.
I don't think Kawhi is interested in doing much of anything but counting his money. Yeah, but just forget about the Leafs, man. You won in 2019 and another day. Just chill out for a little while. Did you watch the Jays 35 years ago?
Yeah. I was going to say one more thing.
Yeah.
What
do you
think of the Blue Jays pitcher, Anthony Bass, was demoted from the team roster on Friday?
And he was putting up posts saying that, LGBTQIA+, he called them they need to boycott it from Target, something like that, right?
Correct.
Yeah,
he stands on personal beliefs just over a week ago after apologizing for sharing an Instagram story encouraging the followers to boycott the Target and Bud Light over the support they show for the LB community, but he apologized.
Yes. Well, let me answer. I think
I get
the
point.
What
do you think?
What do I think? I also think he sucked this year.
Okay, besides that, I mean, it's a political thing. Eh? Like, I don't know why.
Well, it is a political thing, but let's back up here.
Yeah.
A little bit of everything is a political thing. It comes down to what you contribute to the baseball team. If he was out there and made these same comments and he had an ERA of 1.5, he wouldn't have gotten a boot. But the fact is, his ERA was, 4.95? Isn't that what it was?
No, I don't know.
I think so. I'll check it as well. I think his ERA, I know his ERA was high.
Yeah.
And he decided to post something that a lot of people would not have been in favor of. He apologized for it and said he was learning. And so they gave him the boot. And that's how it is.
A lot of people think because he's a Christian or something like this, and, you know, he just...
Well, it appears that he is, sure.
Yeah, it says here speaking to reporters on Thursday, Bass said everything is entitled to their personal beliefs, right? But I also mean to no harm towards any group of people. I felt like I was taken down a second time, was the right thing to do, and not to be a distraction to this team.
Well,
Our job is to win the baseball games, and that was my
focus. Well,
Nick,
slow down, Nick. Nick, I know you asked me, and I'm telling you, and eventually I got to hit the commercial break, so I want you to listen to me.
Yes, sir. I always do, and I love your show.
No, you're not listening to me. You're talking too much.
Okay.
Now I got to hit commercial break. Now look what you did. You didn't screw me up, though. The man sucked, and they brought up somebody who can pitch better. Who cares what he believes? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Hey, can you hear me?
Okay, good. Well, so can your potential customers. Right here on your Odyssey station. You might be used to skipping social ads, but you are still listening to me right now. And so are your clients. To learn how to drive more business and how Odyssey can help get your message to your customers, visit stateofaudio.com. That's stateofaudio.com.
Attention, please, passengers. Fasten your seatbelts. We are about to experience a blizzard of free money.
That's right. Deposit a couple hundred bucks into your BetUS account and get into the action with $450. That's $250 more than you started with. I know. Crazy, right? Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.